Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
So what I'm hearing right now is that the Terps men's basketball team had a secret scrimmage against WVU. That's what they call them, right? WVU. They had a secret scrimmage against them. And in that secret scrimmage, they were blown out. Now, fans were, you saw fans on social media, Joe. Did you see some of the stuff on social media?
Yeah, there was a lot of going to be a long season. I just bought tickets for Wake Forest. I don't know if I'm going to hold on to those. It was a mixture of it's a scrimmage and another part of the group people saying, well, like new coach, new bunch of kids. This is going to be a long year.
I don't know how the Terps are going to fare this year because of a new bunch of kids. But I will say this to you. As a coach, I don't like home scrimmages. I intentionally schedule as many scrimmages on the road as possible. You know why? Because we live in such a instant gratification society that people don't understand what a process is. They don't understand. I have parents right now, like in fall league, thinking 1-1 = 2. It's not. You don't play scrimmages in fall league games the same. It's not the same rotation. It's not the same. You do a lot of things that you don't usually do. Why? Because you have the comfort to do it there. I'm not going to sit here and think Buzz Williams is, this team is not going to pan out well because they got blown out by WVU in the scrimmage. Just as quick as I'm not willing to say that WVU is going to be a Final Four team because they blew out Maryland in the scrimmage. I don't know. I really don't. A lot of new players. I know that guy coaching can coach his ass off. I do know that. His coaching is as sharp as his suits. Sharp dressed dude. Get him, Buzz. But to sit here and tell me that this Maryland team in January is going to be the same team that they are in the October secret scrimmage against the Mountaineers. To me, come on, that's just ridiculous. Stop, folks. Stop.
And there was, and I don't remember this. You maybe remember this better than I do. There was one guy on Twitter that said West Virginia blew out Purdue a few seasons ago in a scrimmage before.
Purdue got to the national championship.
Man. Exactly. So yeah,
100%.
And another tweet said that Maryland was shorthanded and they didn't have a lot of their guys that were that would normally be in the rotation that you would think would be there. So there's just so many other
scrimmage.
Yeah, there's so many facets to this, but
scrimmage,
people's
folks.
Reaction was interesting.
It's people always overreact. We live in an overreaction world, man. Everything is, oh, I can't believe it. Everything now is the great. I told you, I sum it up this way. My nephew, Michael, Jenny McGill's son. I had a conversation with him a couple of years ago. And the whole conversation was, every time I said something, he would respond by asking me, okay, top five this. Okay, top five that. Okay, top five this. I'm like, huh? I thought we were talking baseball. Yeah, yeah. Top five right field. I'm like, dude. And he was a teenager at the time. And I kind of sat back in my seat and I laughed, like, because that's the world he grew up in. He wanted me to have a hot take on every topic we talked about. And I didn't. I just had a conversation. But that's what we are. Everything is either the greatest or the worst. If Maryland had blown out the Mountaineers, then everyone would have been like, oh, man, this team right here, Buzz is here. I'm telling you, man, they're going to win the Big Ten. Or they lose to the Mountaineers. Man, this is the worst team they've had, Maryland had in the last 20 years. It's one of the two. It can't be. We don't live in between. Ain't no gray areas no more. I'm not here telling you that Buzz Williams' team is going to win the Big Ten. I'm not going to here tell you they're going to be last in the Big Ten. I'm here to tell you I don't know. But a scrimmage doesn't tell me anything either. Doesn't tell me. We're playing a preseason game, preseason game. And you know what I mean by that. The ones that come on television may not count against their record, but they're on TV. Those, when they play a D2 team. Give me one of those. Then that may tell me a little bit more what they're about, because that game will be played at the cadence of a regular season game. Scrimmages are not. You may find for my scrimmages, Joe, three kids on the floor who very seldom get on the floor all at one time, along with two starters. And what I'm trying to do is bring those three players up to snuff by putting them out there with two starters. I'm trying to, come on, speed it up. Let's go. And it may not work, but it's a scrimmage, so I don't care. The scrimmage is just a practice against another team. That's all it is.
So, hypothetically speaking, a week from today, they have an exhibition against UMBC.
They do?
They do. You can hear that game on The Fan. Coverage would start at 6:30.
That's what I meant to say. That's the word I was looking for. I said preseason.
Go.
Exhibition.
Yes, yes. So, let's say, and I don't think this will happen, but what if they got blown out there? Mm-hmm. Then are you going to?
Yeah, then I have problems.
Yeah.
Because that's an exhibition game. That means that's going to be, they're going to play that game like a game. Completely different. It won't be shorthanded because somebody had class, or shorthanded because of disciplinary actions, or whatever reason they were shorthanded. They ain't going to be shorthanded.
Well, and then the regular season starts 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks?
Coppin.
What?
Yep. November 3rd.
My God. My goodness. By the way, speaking of basketball, I am the MC on November the 1st. That's a Saturday, right, Joe? November 1st? Is that a Saturday?
It is, yes.
It's going to be at Towson. I have the information on Facebook. I'll put the information back out there again. Brenda Freeze will be on the show Wednesday. I talk about it as well. It's the 20-year anniversary of Maryland's national championship game. Well, why they have it at Towson? Because Laura Harper, who was MOP of that tournament, is the coach of Towson University. Brenda Freeze is going to come up. They're going to celebrate it there at Towson, so Baltimoreans can be a part of it. I will be the MC of that event. Come on out, celebrate Terps basketball. 20 years since winning that national championship. I remember like yesterday. I'm telling you, living in Essex, right there on Middleborough, and I'm sitting there with my baby girl, Stephanie, who was about 5 or 6 years old. That's when she started watching basketball, and we're celebrating, me and her. Robbie's looking at us like, man, where are my French fries? I don't care about this. And we're sitting there high-fiving as Maryland won a national championship game and beating Duke. So we're going to celebrate 20th anniversary November the 1st at Towson. 410-583-1057 is the number. But as my friend Dave Johnson would say, this is a big nothing burger. It means nothing to me. Maryland lost a secret scrimmage. And that's why they wanted it a secret. So y'all won't be talking about it. Shut up.
It's not a secret anymore.
There's nothing secret now in social media. You can't have secret scrimmages anymore on social media. But, folks, for my parents who get on me for, why can't we have a home scrimmage? This is why. This is why.
People go on social media and they'll say Rob ran up the score in a secret scrimmage.
Nah. See, I like to scrimmage the public schools. You know why? Because they have a rule that fans can't come in scrimmages. Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking, how do these... the guy who posted the news of the secret scrimmage, he has a big following on social media. This is something that he does every year. But I mean, like, is that a controlled leak? Are you supposed to, like...
I don't think so. But if it leaks, it leaks. They can't say
anything
about
it. It's so odd that it's like... Who gets to watch the secret scrimmage in this?
I have no idea. The managers? Maybe they told?
Okay, really? Yeah.
But yeah, I go to Poly. Kendall Peace, nobody in the gym. It's closed.
Locked down.
It's closed, coach. We can't let anybody in the gym. Kendall, your rules. That's why I'm here. That's why you're not at my place. Because I don't have that rule. I want to go scrimmage to the school at the school that has the rule that y'all can't come in. That way I can lean on the rules. I mean, we can't. Sorry, y'all can't come. Why the rules? That was the rules. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Shovels at 8:30, but on the other side, Shohei Ohtani is the best baseball player ever. I'm here for an argument.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Big righty McGill sets on the mound. Here's the pitch. And Ohtani drives one, left center field, did you? Gone! Shohei Ohtani, the stuff of legend.
I don't know how much more he can say about Shohei Ohtani.
Dodgers Radio Network from Friday night. As I said before, I'll say it again. Shohei Ohtani is the greatest baseball player of all time. The greatest. The dude pitched 6 shutout innings, giving up 2 hits, striking out 10. Then he goes 3-for-3 with 3 home runs. In a closeout NLCS game. Hit one out the stadium. All of them, no doubt about it. Bad boy. Bad boy. I'm telling you, man. What you're seeing right now, even as we over-criticize and over-analyze and overdo everything, there is no, you can't over-criticize this. This is, you can't over-analyze this. What you're seeing is what you're getting with this guy. This guy is phenomenal. And I didn't want to believe it. I didn't want to believe it. When they first assigned him, I'm like, come on, man. Angels, like, okay, he's all right. He'll do well. He'll have an ERA of 4.5 runs. He'll hit 30 bombs. He stole 50 bases and hit 50 home runs. Stole 50 bases, hit 50 home runs. Ridiculous fastball. The only thing he hadn't done is what, won the Gold Glove? I don't want him playing the outfield on his days off from pitching. Be a DH. Chill out. He's the greatest baseball player ever. Ever. No one has done what he's done on this stage, on this level. No one has. Not on this level. Not against who he's doing it against. They haven't done it. As I said before, I'm watching this game on Friday, and I'm thinking to myself, it is an absolute privilege to watch you, sir. It is a privilege. How about Rashawn? How lucky is he? Just so happens to be out in L.A. What was he in L.A. for?
Maryland game.
Maryland yeah. Football game. That's right. I forgot about that. I just so happened to be in L.A. Hey, they talked me into spending $150 on tickets. I thought it was too much. But I went anyway, and I was sitting in the area where the home runs were hit. And I said, Rashawn, what about knowing what you know now, would you pay $250 for him? He said, yes.
Once I was surprised it was only $160.
Yeah.
That's a really good, that's a great deal, man.
Yeah. It's L.A., baby. It's L.A. Like when you have that many people, you know, the tickets are easier probably to get. But yeah, it could have been more. Dylan in Bel Air. What's up, Dylan?
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
I'm part of your younger, like, viewing audience, so I haven't seen, like, players that other people would consider the greatest. But seeing Ohtani pitch the first inning, sprint off the mound, get ready to hit, and hit a leadoff homer for himself
is
just electric.
Come on, man. Hey, come on, Dylan. I don't care how old you are. You haven't seen that before. No one's seen that before. No one, not Dylan, on this level, no one has ever seen that before.
Never gonna happen again.
Age is not a factor in this. You know, I mean, this is factual, man. And as I said before, did you have the feeling of it's an honor to watch you? Did you have that feeling Friday night?
Oh yeah, it's exactly like how it's like watching LeBron James.
It's an honor to see you do what you do. Hey, thanks a lot, Dylan. 410-583-1057 is the number. Age is not a factor in this. This hasn't been done. It hasn't. Not on this level. I mean, what he's doing right now is you can't even label it as special. It's ridiculous. It's like when he does it, you're like, come on, man. Nobody does that. Are you serious? You find yourself asking that question a lot, Joe, when Shohei does something. Are you serious? That's not even possible. Not only is it possible, but you're watching it happen. I don't know what to say about him. Let's go to Julian in West Baltimore. What's up, Julian?
Hey, how you doing, Rob?
What's up,
hey,
man?
Hey, Joe. Yeah, you hit that dead on, man. Somebody put me down with him a couple years ago, and I was like, nah. Once I seen him, and I was like, I've never seen nothing like that in my life. I was saying to myself, I wish he'd come to the Orioles.
That ain't gonna happen.
but yeah, he's definitely like the greatest that I ever seen. And I'm 50 years old. I've never seen nothing like that in my life.
Can you imagine the Angels having him and blowing it and not putting the right people around him?
Yeah, with this guy, man, they probably be in the World Series the next 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody, I had a friend of mine said she told her daughter, you got to watch the World Series with me because you'll never see this one again. I said, yeah, you will. Next year when they're back. But I get your point. Let's go to Doug, who's in Bel Air. What's up, Doug?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Morning. Hey, I got a very interesting take, okay? So I just wanted to ask, you know, you personally, Rob and Ed, you know, you guys are better.
I'm solo. Nobody. I'm solo. They're not here today.
Okay. Well, you, Rob, directly, you're a law enforcement guy, so ex-law enforcement. So my question for you is, look, Shohei Ohtani is the face of baseball, okay? Mm-hmm. The face of baseball. You saw all the allegations with the guys for the Guardians. You saw about the interpreter for Shohei Ohtani. Like, why do we live in a world that's, I don't know, double standard? A double standard to some people that are untouchable. I mean, if you think he's not innocent with what happened, I mean, it's just like...
Well, you talking about the gambling? You talking about the gambling?
Yes,
First of all, how did he play? First of all, how were the bets placed? Were they online or were they with a bookie?
No.
But because I got to ask that because you bring a law enforcement element in. It may not be a law enforcement because it was illegal in baseball. It may not be a law enforcement issue. If it was online, then it's not a law enforcement issue. It's a rules issue.
Yes, but I mean, as far as knowledge with that gentleman.
No, Doug, you're not going to do that. You brought law enforcement in it, did you not?
I didn't mean it like personally towards
you. You said me and Ed. You brought two former law enforcement officers in. If the bets were placed online, it's not a law enforcement issue. It's a rules against baseball issue. Double standards? Double standards what? They investigated, and if he properly covered it up, good for him. I believe, I said it before, Joe and I joked about it. I'm glad he had a fall guy. I believe he had more to do with it than they said. But it came out that he didn't. So what do you want me to do, like fold my arms and act like I'm not watching what I'm watching on the field because I think he had more to do with it when it hasn't been proven? But you can't say the law. I don't know. How were the bets placed? Were they placed?
They were with a bookie.
They were with a bookie. Okay. Now you got a law enforcement issue. I don't remember, to be honest with you. I don't. Because I'm going to tell you this. What was his name? Doug?
Doug. In Bel Air.
I'm Doug. I am the hopeless lover of baseball that once they said he had nothing to do with it, that's it for me. I'm done. I'm walking away from it. Well, Rob, you know it. Nope. Don't know anything. All I know is what they said. I don't want to believe it. I am willing to admit to you right now that I don't want to believe what I truly believe. Yes, I believe he has something to do with it. Am I choosing to move on from it? Yes, I am. You know why? That's a bad man. Is that wrong, Joe? Is that wrong?
I mean, the double standard thing is like Emmanuel Classe, like you said, he wasn't good enough to cover it up. Like, be better at doing that kind of thing.
Why are you throwing balls in the dirt? Pitch is in the dirt all the time.
Yeah. The same with, like, it's different with Class A because he's actively, like, if Shohei was betting on baseball, he's probably betting on his team to win every time because he knows how good he is.
And if he did, he was wrong. If they catch him, do what you got to do with him. But until now, didn't catch him. He's great. Great to watch. Go Shohei. I hope he hits 6 home runs in a game and the Dodgers lose 10-6. Nah, not a different.
If he hit 5, would you ever be surprised if he hit 5? Like, nope. He might be the first guy to ever hit 5.
Won't be surprised. There's nothing that he can do that amazes me. You know what amazed me? If one season he bat 250 and he hit 35 bombs. Yeah. Oh my God, what's wrong with Shohei? That's wrong. Sarah Ellison joins us at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, maybe we're becoming the grumpy old men because I have a shovel that involves traffic. Shocker. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Got some calls on hold. We'll get to you. Don't go anywhere. 410-583-1057. But right now, it's time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Joe LaCroix has a shovel this morning.
Piggyback off our conversation from the last segment with Shohei, I'm going to give it to this anonymous caller. I didn't get his name from about an hour and a half ago. the dude just calls. He calls in. I answer the phone, and he immediately just starts saying, "Are you effing kidding me? Shohei Ohtani? That's not the greatest single play, single postseason performance. That's effing ridiculous. It's not even that good. It was one game. It was one single game." And I was like, "Do you remember when he hit 3 home runs and 7 RBIs and stole it on bases so he could? That was his 50-50 season. He's done stuff like this before."
But the thing is, he changed the topic. I didn't say it was the greatest postseason performance. I said he's the best player ever. That's what I said.
So it was, yeah, maybe I said that in passing, something like that. That was when we said that was at the 7 o'clock segment.
Yeah.
And it's just something the way that like this man was so. I was like, dude, call back at 8:15. I'll get you in there. But
6 innings, shutouts, innings, 2 hits, 10 strikeouts, 3 home runs. Okay, who did he say who was better?
No, I don't know what else you would say.
If you're saying it's not, then who is?
In postseason history, only maybe Reggie Jackson's 4 home run game.
Reggie Jackson didn't pitch.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, this is just, it's, Babe Ruth didn't do anything like this.
And I'm sorry, I discount Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth didn't play against everybody.
Yeah, he's not playing. He's only playing against white people.
He didn't play against everybody. I'm sorry. If you don't discount that, I am sorry. I do. You don't count the Negro Leagues, do you? Where's Josh Gibson fall in the annals of baseball history?
Exactly.
You say he's not up there because he only played against other people of color. Different folks, same strokes. My shovel goes, and I think we're getting a little old, man, because we started to get traffic shovels. My shovel goes to the lady in the black Dodge minivan. I'm going up 95 towards Harford County on Friday. And traffic was steady. It wasn't heavy. It was just a regular traffic. This lady decides to dart in and out of traffic in the minivan, and then she gets to the left shoulder. And she drives about 3 miles on the left shoulder and almost crashes into a parked vehicle on the left shoulder. She dodged a major bullet. She gets back in the traffic, the floor of traffic. Somehow she darts by me again. I'm going back up the road, and I see her once again get to the left side shoulder of the road, risking once again. Where are you going, lady? Your minivan, you're late to pick your kids up from school? Where are you going? You're risking a lot of people's lives, because what if you do see that vehicle late? Instead of braking, you pull back out in the traffic and cause. I asked somebody the other day, how do accidents happen on the interstate? What happens for accidents? I know, dangerous driving / not paying attention. There's no other reason to get into an accident on the interstate. If you change lanes, you didn't see someone, you weren't paying attention. If you crash into somebody that was in front of you because they're going slower than you thought, you weren't paying attention. If you tried to merge into traffic and you got in an accident, you weren't paying attention. That's the only way you can get an accident on the interstate. How does that happen? Or you were the victim of someone not paying attention. But the source is always not paying attention. And this lady, dangerous driving. On the left shoulder, you already dodged the bullet by not hitting the car the first time. So now you decide, do it again, do it again. It's just dumb. Absolutely stupid. Murph in Perry Hall wants to weigh in on Shohei. What's up, Murph?
Hey, good morning, Rob. Yeah, I am going to weigh in on him a little bit. And I have to agree with you 1,000%. I'm 73. I've been collecting baseball cards since I was a little kid. And be truthful with you, I got 5 Shohei Ohtani rookie cards. Now I'm wishing I'd have bought 500 of them.
See, Murph, how old are you again, Murph?
73.
73, and you still collect baseball cards?
Still collect baseball cards, and I've got 5 Shohei rookies, and now I'm wishing I'd have bought 500.
You are the man. Thanks a lot for the call, Murph. So, Trippy, you can stick it. Making fun of me playing video games at 54. This 70-something-year-old man still collects baseball cards. Trippin', you only live once. Do you? You live one time.
He's like, man, Rob's got to quit it on those video games. He's too old for that.
Why? What do you want me to do instead?
And I was like, Trippin', what? He's like, Joe, how old are you? I was like, 33. He's like, that's okay. You're allowed to play video games. So I was like, what's the cutoff?
See, this is when I'm too old to play video games. I'm unemployed. underemployed, kids who are hungry, bills are due, and I'm on the sofa playing video games. That's when I'm too old to play video games. But when all those boxes are checked, all those things are taken care of, and I play video games, I'm not too old to play video games.
Rob, you were sitting in the dorm room playing Sega Genesis.
I honestly didn't in college.
So, you didn't?
I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't pick up video games until after college. When I was a kid, I played Atari 5200 and Atari 2600. When I got kind of in high school, middle of high school, I became such a ball player, I didn't have time. Got in college, same thing. Got out of college, then you're in law enforcement, you're military and law enforcement, shift work. So you get a lot of days off. What did I do? Reunited with video games. Yeah, it is what it is, bro. I have no shame in my game. If I had shame, I wouldn't talk about it on air. Let's go to Daryl in Baltimore. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, how you doing, Rob?
Doing well. How are you, man?
All right, man. Hey, man, you know I was going to talk about the Raiders, man, but look.
Talk about whatever you want. Free topic.
You so right, man, about college football, man. It's fantastic, man.
It is, isn't it?
College football, man. You see the Georgia game against Southern? Yeah. Oh, my God.
That was indoor football, wasn't it? That was arena football.
Man, that was one of the greatest games I've ever seen, man. I mean, college football, man, is great.
I think the NIL has made it balanced. You may not like it, but it's balanced it out. What were you going to say about the Ravens?
I was going to say, for the Ravens, the Ravens got to win their division games.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, hopefully, sweep everybody, maybe Pittsburgh, maybe split with Pittsburgh, and hope Pittsburgh loses. But if they can win all the division games, I think they'll be in good shape.
Thanks a lot for the call, man. Appreciate it, Daryl. Let's get one more. Let's get to Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
What's good, Rob? Good morning.
Good morning to you, too, sir.
Thank you for taking my call, brother. Ravens-wise, man, I'm sure we're going to make changes at the end of the season one way or another. I agree with you that our divisional schedule going forward looks like, you know, we definitely have a chance. And I just wanted to share with you that I feel like regardless of what happens at the end, I would love to see Harbaugh coach his best football, the rest of his staff coach their best football. And for once in quite a while, I would love to see these players just come together, play their best football. Let's see where we end up. We do have a chance. And let's just attack it and see what happens, my man.
Appreciate it, Kevin. Have a good one, man. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Sarah Ellison joins us at 9 o'clock. Recap week 7 of the National Football League. Check on our standings after 7 weeks. 2 games left for this week. But before we go, sad news in the NFL. Former NFL running back Doug Martin died at the age of 36. We do not have details of his passing. He was known, if you remember, as the Muscle Hamster. He played for teams Tampa Bay, and he finished out his career in 2018 with the Oakland Raiders. He rushed for over 1,400 yards twice in his career. In 7 years, 5,356 yards, 30 touchdowns. Again, sad news out of the world of the NFL, the passing of 2-time Pro Bowler, 1-time All-Pro Doug Martin, dead at the age of 30.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Six. All right, Joe, I don't have my sheet, so I don't know what picks I made. I might be able to... go back through it and figure it out. Let's start off with Thursday. I believe I had the Steelers in that matchup. Did I not?
Yes, you did.
I had the Steelers. I lost that one. I think I had the Jaguars beating the Rams. Oh, he's bringing his seat over to me. Okay, there we go. There we go. Now, did you make picks too? I think you made picks too. I didn't do well. I didn't do well this week. I'm going to tell you that now. Oh, I did better than I thought.
I haven't totally tallied these up. I was going to wait till tomorrow to do that. I have the last 6 weeks done.
Wait a minute. I only lost three games so far this week? Damn.
Yeah.
I had Chicago beating New Orleans, got that right. I had Cleveland beating Miami, got that right. New England, got that right. Got Kansas City right. Oh, man, Lakers still at the door waiting to score. I have Philly over Minnesota. I just don't think Minnesota's that team. Carolina, Jeremy made fun of me, said Carolina, picking Carolina to win on the road is just silly. Silly me. Got that right. Denver over the Giants, almost got that wrong. Denver just saved me. Indianapolis over the Chargers because I think this is that time of the year where the Chargers start charging. This must be the uniforms, man.
It's those powder blues.
Must be the uniforms, man. They just charge every year.
Was it yellow ones yesterday?
Yeah, it was ugly.
Yeah.
Mustard. I had Dallas over Washington. Hey, Rashawn, don't be texting me telling me, all of y'all had Dallas losing. No, I did not. I had Dallas winning. The Commanders didn't have their top three receivers in the game. I knew two of them were going to be out. Stop it. I had Dallas winning. I had Green Bay over Arizona. And I had Atlanta over San Francisco. I lost that one. So I lost the Thursday night game, the London game, and the Sunday night game. I won all the traditionally timed games. And tonight I have Detroit, and I have Houston. How'd you do this week, Joe?
Not great. It's been a rough start. All right, no shocker. You're leading in the standings right now.
I am.
Yeah, by three games. You are 61-32 through 6 weeks. Ed and I are tied at 58-35, and Jeremy is bringing up the rear just a game behind, though.
Doesn't he finish in last place every year?
The last 2 years he has. But he was always like, I don't remember if it was last year or the year before that, he was only saying like he was just picking against the spread, and always making that his pick. And we're like, you don't need to do that.
No, you don't.
Just do it straight up.
Because remember, that's what I started doing twice. I started doing straight up, and then against the spreads.
Yeah.
We compared that way.
Excuse me. All of us, if week five was a bloodbath. None of us had a winning record that
really
that week. You went 5-9. Ed went 6-8. Jeremy went 6-8. I went 3-11.
Wow, week five. Who was that? Give me a couple of games. Why was that so bad? Jeez.
Yeah, like for instance, that was San Francisco at LA on Thursday night. San Fran won that one.
That was the Rams.
Yeah. Yes, that LA. The ones you got wrong were Miami at Carolina. Carolina won that one. Mm. Giants at New Orleans. Like, it was just...
New Orleans beat the Giants?
Oh, wait, no, actually, you got that one right. So you were actually closer. I got that one wrong. So okay. I got to fix that. You're game up. Sorry, it's really hard to have to go back and do these things.
That's all good.
But, yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't think we've ever had a week that bad before. Back through the last few years. Buffalo and New England was one that everybody got wrong on Sunday Night Football in week five.
What was this week, what is your opinion, what was the game that did everybody in?
Ooh. I think two of the four of us picked the Giants over the Broncos. But that's just like that was the eighth most improbable comeback of the next-gen stats era since 2016.
I would think the Chargers in Indianapolis would trip a lot of people up too. Going out west.
I didn't get many right this week. I did get that one right.
You got that one right?
I did get that one right. But it doesn't look like... Yeah, it doesn't look like many other people got that one right.
Yeah. There you go. That's what we are in the standings. 410-583-1057. That's the number. We're not going to get a chance to talk any baseball later on, and Sean in Baltimore has been waiting patiently to talk about Shohei, so we'll let him in. What's up, Sean?
What's up, Rob? Appreciate it, man.
No problem.
Good morning.
No problem. Good morning.
All I want to say about Shohei, man, I ain't been watching baseball in a while, like, honestly. You know, the game, you know, they even switched it up slow. Baseball always been slow, but I'm going to get to the point, man. When you got a cheat code out there like that, man, I remember back then when you used to be able to put the cheat codes in the game, man. Yep. That's what I call it.
That's what he is. That's what he is, man. I mean, he does it all. Dude, how is it? Like somebody said earlier, Sean, he has a dominant first inning on the mound and then goes to the dugout to put his batting helmet on to hit a leadoff home run. Come on, man.
Right, let me tell you this story real quick. Look, I'm out at Topgolf, right? I'm out at Topgolf. We out here doing our thing. They got the game on. So I'm just looking. He hit his first home run. I said, are we serious? Man, I got to my third shot, man. These guys, I'm like, is this a video game? Was this real life? Like, this guy, I had to call my homeboy from New York, man. He always say, judge better. I say, look, he ain't even want to answer the phone, Rob. I had to call him six times, Rob.
I wouldn't answer either for being that ridiculous. No one's better. Hey, Sean, right, thanks a lot for the call, man. No one's better. Just give up. No one. I'm going to say this again, Joe. He pitches the first inning of the game. He goes to the dugout. He puts on his batting helmet and his batting gloves. And he hits a home run. That's what kids do in Little League. When you had the best player in Little League who pitches, plays shortstops, and plays shortstop and your best run score, that's Little League ball, man. Shohei's treated as like Little League. Thoughts on the Ravens' playoff chances as we start to get clear view of the AFC? We'll talk about that at 9:15. On the other side, we're talking Ravens and more. My girl Sarah Ellison up next on The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.